Nope.
Robert Vickers of the Go-Betweens, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Hey, Donna.
What's on your mind, honey?
Do you know who really holds the master key to the Love Motel doors?
I sure do, honey. It's all the good people that keep this lovely radio station running.
That's right. They've made room on their airwaves for your broken hearts, our favorite love songs, and the entire community that makes this community feel like a community.
So, on this 10-year anniversary pledge drive, go ahead and type out wgxc.org/donate and drop some change into the WGXC love pot, and you can go ahead and tell them Donna and Honey sent you.
And then stop by the Love Motel every first Thursday at 8 p.m. right here on WGXC, Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
We love spending the night with you.
I'm Tom Rowe at WGXC, and reminding you that our WGXC 10-year anniversary pledge drive is from October 17th to October 31st this year. And we could sure use your help at wgxc.org/donate to make a difference in your community. We're looking for about 50 more new sustaining supporters to make sure community radio can come your way every hour on the hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 90.7 FM is filled with the voices of your friends and neighbors talking about and having community conversations about local issues and providing all sorts of entertainment, music, and more. If that's something you support, consider a donation today at wgxc.org/donate. Or make a donation during the WGXC 10-year pledge drive from October 17th through 31st for the radio 90.7 FM WGXC, your community radio station.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Kravitz and Son Roofing, a local family-owned and operated full-service roofing company for more than 48 years. Specializing in residential and commercial roof construction, repair, maintenance, and replacement, using high-quality and affordable roofing products. Information at 518-567-4026 or online at KravitzandSonRoofing.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of George Spencer of Kinderhook, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here are some highlights from the WGXC Newsroom's Week in News.
Roger Hannigan Gilson reports in the Times Union, the person who has donated the most money to Columbia County Sheriff David Bartlett's re-election campaign, and I quote, is accused with three others of gang assault for allegedly beating a man so badly he was rushed to the intensive care unit at Albany Medical Center Hospital, end quote. Alex Rosenstrach was initially investigated under Bartlett's command before the state police took over. Rosenstrach donated $2,900 to Bartlett's campaign, three installments in 2018 and 2019, according to public campaign information. The alleged gang assaults came after the donations. Bartlett has kept the donations while returning other contributions recently, including $575 to his wife, Lori Bartlett, and $175 to John Davey, his former undersheriff. The alleged July 4th, 5th, 2020 incident took place at the home of Rosenstrach and his wife.
Columbia County Sheriff's Deputy Kelly Rosenstrange, who is another of the four people charged with gang assault. Brian Hagg, an IRS law enforcement agent, and Corey Gaylord, a contractor, are others. Gilson reports, and I quote, Columbia County Sheriff's deputies responding to the scene erroneously told supervisors that Handy was not severely hurt and that partygoers were too drunk to be interviewed, according to a deposition taken by state police and obtained by the Times Union, end quote. Deputy Rosenstrange was placed on administrative leave while waiting for a trial date that has not yet been set. Bartlett did not directly address why he had not returned the donation, but said, and I quote, no contribution of any amount from any person has any effect on how this office operates, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andre Amaco reports in Porcupine Soup that the new Greene County Jail is now open, and officials noted the controversy about building the facility at the dedication October 13th. One of the issues was if the county was building too large of a facility with 16 beds for female inmates and 48 for men. Greene County Sheriff Peter Kaminsky said on October 13th that there were 36 male inmates in the new facility. The new jail cost $47 million, paid for by a $39 million loan and $8.1 million of taxpayer money from the county fund balance. The county closed the old jail, built first in 1908, in April of 2018, because of structural concerns, boarding inmates in neighboring county jails for more than 3 years. Boarding inmates in neighboring county jails for more than 3 years. Some in the community wanted to keep it that way and spending the millions on other issues. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Melanie Lekasebic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The sale of Confederate flags by a vendor at a firefighters parade last weekend has caused a furor on social media and led to threats against an event organizer. Confederate flags have been deemed a hate symbol by the Anti-Defamation League, and in December, under legislation signed by former Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, the flags were prohibited from being sold or displayed on state-owned property in New York. Flags were being sold by a vendor at McQuaid Park in Cooksackie after the Mardi Gras parade on October 8th. McQuaid Park is owned by the village. The issue was raised at the October 12th meeting of the Cooksackie Village Board. Mayor Mark Evans explained that the fire company sought permission to hold the event at McQuaid Park as part of the 150th anniversary celebration of D.M. Hamilton Steamer Company No. 2. Resident Carly Lynch asked that the village develop guidelines for use of the park that are in line with the 2020 state legislation. Lynch said, and I quote, I expect the village to move swiftly to create guidelines that align with this state law, making it unlawful to sell or display the Confederate flag or other symbols of hate on community property like McQuaid Park or at community events, end quote. She called having the Confederate flag at a local park offensive and distressing. Lynch said, and I quote, I was totally shocked, end quote. Evans said the fire company asked the vendor to remove the Confederate flags after it was made aware of them. D.M. Hamilton Steamer Company President T.J. Moore said the vendor agreed to take the flags down around 9:30 p.m. Friday. Organizers and officials declined to identify the vendor. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Masara Makani reports in the Times Union that the Albany area is expecting 500 refugees this fiscal year, while an affordable housing crisis throughout the Hudson Valley means there are few options for them. Tim Daugherty, executive director of the West Hill Refugee Welcome Center, said, and I quote, we had everybody looking for an apartment and it just wasn't there. We don't know how many refugees are going to come, where we can even house them, end quote. Of the incoming residents, 100 come from Afghanistan. Rebecca Garrard, legislative director and housing advocate with Citizens Action of New York, said, and I quote, the group is probably experiencing firsthand what income residents and communities of color in Albany have been experiencing for decades and has only worsened, which is a severe lack of affordable housing, end quote.
The Albany Housing Authority wait list for public and Section 8 houses was around 10,000 before the COVID-19 pandemic. Now it is almost 13,400. A report recently showed Greene County with fewer houses and buildings than 10 years ago, thanks to decay, powerful global warming-fueled storms, and other factors. Short-term rentals are way up, fueled by the lack of hotel rooms, taking more rental properties off the market. As the supply of housing shrinks, the demand has increased, especially since the pandemic. Under a capitalist system, when supply dwindles and demand increases, prices go up. And the pandemic has made it all worse. Garrod said, and I quote, "We know that a lot of income should be coming back to the landlords through emergency rental assistance, but there's a lack of patience. What we've seen is landlords increasing rents to recoup the losses they suffered during the pandemic," end quote. And developers make more money on high-end housing than affordable units, and governments locally have not stepped in to build new spaces. And Albany typically gets about 100 refugees a year, so five times that many is problematic. Ollie Schapering, a board member at the West Hill Refugee Welcome Center, said, and I quote, "The Refugee Resettlement Collaborative is having these big conversations and calling attention to the complicated historical and current factors that are truly contributing to this impossible situation," end quote. He added, and I quote, "We're having these conversations while also getting creative about housing solutions," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Former WGXC programmer Nancy Marin died in a car accident in Windom October 3rd. Porcupine Soup reports that Marin, 63, and Cameron Marin, 36, and from Durham, were killed in a head-on crash when their car crossed into the eastbound lane on Route 23 and hit a truck driven by Sean Smith, 34, of Ashland. Smith was taken to Albany Medical Center in a helicopter with injuries to his right leg. Marin hosted the Social Graces Etiquette Show on WGXC in 2014 and 2015 and was a certified etiquette instructor.
This is WGXC 90.7 from the Hudson Studio in New York. I'm Nancy Marin, your host for the Social Graces Program. The Social Graces Program covers all things pertaining to etiquette, manners, and protocol.
Marin wrote on the WGXC webpage for her story, and I quote, "I received my training in Atlanta, Georgia. I had my own business in Orange County. My shop was on Main Street in Cornwall, New York. I taught from ages 5 to 95. I taught many students from McQuaid's, Brownie Troops, judges, and their families. I offered private and group lessons. Most classes were in my shop, although on the last lesson, we would go out to a nice restaurant for a formal dinner," end quote. There is a service for her passing October 16th in Cornwallville. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 3 p.m. The temperature high will be near 73 degrees. Saturday night, more showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 11 p.m. The temperature low will be around 48 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of showers mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 59 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers mainly before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 44. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ken and Eugenie of Catskill, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing.
90.7 FM, listener aided and abetted radio.
Number 10.
Next, we're going to tune in some brand new radio art from the British radio artist Scanner. 2021, he released the album Earthbound Transmissions, and this is the song Teledrone on the radio at WGXC.
Thank you.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine.
Here is 2021 new music from Bonobo. This song is called Rosewood.
Thank you.
Seven.
Here is the 2021 cover of The Pogues' A Pair of Brown Eyes by Cat Power on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Was a pair of brown eyes that was looking at me. But when we got back, labeled parts 1, 2, 3, there was no pair of brown eyes waiting for me. And I'll rove and I'll rove and I'll rove and I'll go. And I'll rove and I'll rove and I'll rove and I'll go. And I'll rove and I'll rove and I'll rove and I'll go. Looked at me, all I could do was hate him.
were waiting, and I thought about a pair of brown eyes that waited once for me. So drunk to hell, I left the place, sometimes crawling, sometimes walking. A hungry sound came through the breeze, so I gave the walls a talking. And I heard the sound so long ago from the old canal. And birds were whistling in the trees, where the wind was gently laughing. And I roll and I roll and I roll and I go. And I roll and I roll and I roll and I go. And I roll and I roll and I roll and I go for a pair of brown eyes.
Number
6 6 6 6 6 6.
Five. From the 2021 album Painter's Winter, this is the song Happiness from the legendary jazz bassist William Parker, who's joined on reeds from Daniel Carter and drums from Hamid Drake.
Thank you.
That was William Parker on bass, Daniel Carter on reeds, and Hamid Drake on drums. The song's called Happiness. It's from William Parker's 2021 album, Painter's Winter, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Here is brand new music from Foodman from Japan. His 2021 album, Yasuregi Land, is out, and this is Food Court from Foodman. In 2021, country music star Jason Isbell released an album with all Georgia covers. Here's his version of REM's Driver 8.
And the train conductor says, take a break, driver.
number
three.
Next, we're going to tune in some brand new radio art from the British radio artist Scanner. 2021, he released the album Earthbound Transmissions, and this is the song Teledrone on the radio at WGXC.
Thank you.